December 22nd, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. It's just 3 days until Christmas. And all of us here at the Stu Peters Show want you to remember that no matter how bleak things look in the world, and no matter how much pain, no matter how much suffering, no matter how much injustice there is in America, there is always hope to be had in the birth of and in your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you're able to spend this Christmas with your family, cherish the moment. Because on Saturday, there will be a lot of families who are apart. A separation because of political ideology. A spiritual or religious falling out. Fear from propaganda surrounding a virus. Or because they have family members rotting as political prisoners in the Biden gulag. And today, we want to speak to one of those political prisoners. Jeremy Brown won't be seeing his 5 daughters this Christmas because he's being detained in the Pinellas County Jail without bail over a misdemeanor charge. Jeremy never knew his father, so he was raised by his grandfather, a World War II veteran, instead. That grandfather raised Jeremy to revere this country and its constitution. Jeremy entered the JROTC program at age 15. At 18, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. He spent 3 years as a Ranger and 17 years as a Green Beret. He did 2 tours in Iraq and 2 more in Afghanistan. He was awarded 2 Bronze Stars and retired from the service in 2012 after 2 full decades. In November of last year, Jeremy joined the Oath Keepers. He traveled to the Capitol on January 6th to provide security for a speaker and his mother at the Stop the Steal rally. Jeremy did not go inside the Capitol. Let me be clear. Jeremy Brown did not step 1 foot inside the Capitol building, but a full 9 months later, after the Capitol incident, the feds arrested him for trespassing. As we mentioned a moment ago, Jeremy did not step a foot into the Capitol, and that's a misdemeanor charge, but they sent 15 to 20 vehicles from the FBI, DHS, ATF, and local cops to spend 5.5 hours searching Jeremy's home and RV trailer. You have to ask yourself, why would they do that exactly? They would do that because the FBI is corrupt to the core. They would do it to be cruel. There's been a lot of that from the feds since the 2016 election. It's why half of the FBI showed up to arrest Roger Stone after giving CNN a tip so they could film it and put it all over television. But the authorities also had a special reason to punish Jeremy Brown. In December of 2020, just days before the January 6th incident, the FBI approached Jeremy Brown and tried to recruit him as an informant. Jeremy recorded the whole conversation with permission, and then he refused their offer. In March, he exposed what the FBI had attempted to do. Who knows? If Jeremy had accepted the FBI's offer, he might have been one of those suspiciously unindicted actors at the Capitol on January 6th. Revolver News just exposed a bunch more of them last weekend. But to his credit, Jeremy Brown did not accept the offer from the corrupt FBI. And now the Biden deep state is punishing Jeremy Brown for that, just like other state police have in other dictatorships. Jeremy Brown is calling into this show from the Pinellas County Jail, and we want to get right to him. He joins us now. Jeremy, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it, and we're praying for you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Peters. I'm actually a big fan of yours, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay, great. So I'd like to start off with a Bible verse that's basically going to sum up what we're facing here in America, and it's from Proverbs 21. It was part of my Bible reading yesterday. It is, "The violence of the wicked sweeps them away because they refuse to act justly." And you say that it is hard for me to be in here facing this Christmas holiday confinement, but I will tell you that patriots like you and patriots like somebody that you all know by name, and that is the mother of Ashley Babbitt sent me a personal letter yesterday. And when I read that, and it was a brief letter, but reading it brought tears to my eyes, and it made me realize that there's a reason why I'm in here. And that reason is to expose, like you said, the corrupt FBI and the corrupt government, this administration and all previous administrations that have taken part in the corruption that is trying to bring down this great republic. And I will do everything that I in my power, and I've already accepted a life sentence in my own mind in order to bring all the facts of my case as well as the cases of hundreds of other political prisoners to the public in a public trial. And the FBI will not be able to bribe me with some bogus plea deal. I am taking this fight to them, and there's no way they're going to escape now. They've fallen into the trap of justice.
So there's a lot of people, a lot of attorneys, a lot of encouragement for political prisoners charged with misdemeanors or otherwise in relation to this January 6th event. There's a lot of pressure for you to take a plea deal. Why is it that you have decided that you're not going to do that?
The reason I've decided I'm not going to do that is because I know that strategy and I know that tactic. And what that tactic is they arrest you on some bogus charge, they do a search warrant, they find other reasons to charge you with more heinous crimes, like the list of felonies that came out of my five-hour-long search warrant, and then they threaten you with serious prison time, as the prosecutor refers to it as, in an attempt to extort and basically scare you into accepting a plea for some lesser charge, which will sound basically no big deal, like, you know, trespassing. And then what they'll do is they will seal that charge, and then they will run to their friends in the media, and they will claim another person pleads guilty to the insurrection of January 6th to feed their false narrative. And I don't blame those that have accepted those plea deals because it is a trick. It is an evil trick. They didn't realize what they were being exposed to. And rather than stand on their constitutional rights, all they wanted to do was get out of jail and spend time with their family. But unfortunately for this government, they spent millions of dollars to train me to survive and to endure way worse conditions than what I'm in now. And I'm going to use that training, and I'm going to turn it against them. So their tactic of overcharge and then extort you into pleading to a lesser charge so they can use it in their false narrative will not work on me.
Well, I just want to tell you that I commend you for that bravery. And it sounds really cliche. I know that a lot of veterans say, hey, I don't want people thanking me for my service. But I want you to know that there are millions of people who will view this program that consider you to be a hero to them, because you stood up for the very fundamental rights and individual liberties that are now being trampled all over in your own personal life, keeping you away from your five kids at Christmas time, perhaps through the new year, and for God knows how long the feds are going to try to drag this out. What has been the response of the COs, the correctional officers, cops, locally there in Florida, in Pinellas County specifically? I mean, are they saying, wow, this whole thing is really crooked? Or are they treating you like a parasite domestic terrorist?
Not to get any of them in trouble, but I've received a massive amount of support from the correction officers here in Pinellas County Jail. They do realize what's going on. I get messages, whether it's a wink, a nod. I had one correction officer who was going to court the other day. When he looked through my papers, he said, well, I got to look in here for any grenades to make sure that you're not a threat to the American people, jokingly. I had one correction officer hold up a sign that said, let's go Brandon. So I'm receiving about as much support as I possibly can from those, because Americans are waking up, whether it's happening at a fast enough rate. It can never be too fast. But I mean, if people are seeing what's going on, and it doesn't take much these days. And I will tell you, I'm only doing what any leader should do, and that is to lead by example. I'm trying to show the American people that just because they say you're going to face this or we're going to do that to you, it doesn't mean anything. When you say no, a word, probably the first word that we learn in the English language as a child, no. When we say no to them trampling on our constitutional rights, it's like holy water against them. They will retreat. And that's what Americans have to do. You have to stop allowing this federal government, through its tyrannical policies, from intimidating you out of your constitutional right. Stand up. It's not going to be that bad. And what you're going to do is you're going to display the type of behavior that the person to the left and right of you. Don't put your mask on. Don't accept a mandate for a vaccine that's just meant to kill you. You have to say no, because if you don't, tyranny will continue to push forward and take and take and take.
That's right. And you mentioned it. You mentioned the masking, the domestic travel restrictions, the interstate driving restrictions. If you're not, quote unquote, vaccinated, if you're not showing your papers, like this is 1939 Germany, if you're demanding to know what the real results of the 2020 election were, if you're demanding audits, and there's a lot of things that I don't agree with Steve Bannon on. I don't agree with him spiking the story about Mark Meadows and his involvement with the CCP. I don't agree with, you know, some of the things that Steve Bannon does, but there's one thing that I do agree with and that the Stu Peters Show is fully behind, and that is getting involved locally, getting to be a precinct committeeman, a poll watcher, knowing that you are the one that directs the government. We, the people, have an inherent God-given amount of power, and we have been lied to for decades by the government, by the media, who has made us feel like we are the minority or that we are controlled by the government. It's the other way around. These people are our servants. I want to ask you something. You're going to be in there over the holidays. You're here. You're on the phone with me. Millions of people potentially around the world are going to hear your voice today. What do you want? What do you think is the most important thing from Jeremy Brown to all Americans that they know that they hear from you right now today?
Well, the most important thing is you have to know your rights, because if you don't know your rights, you're not going to be able to stand firm when those rights are attempted to be taken away from you. So if you don't know what the Constitution says, pull it out and read it, okay? And remember that those are the left and right limits of this federal government. Like you said, they only get their authority from the consent of the governed, and that is us. And so in my trial, the prosecutor kept saying, oh, Mr. Brown thinks that he can judge what laws are constitutional and what laws are not. That's exactly right. I do get to decide, because I am we the people, and so are you. And they know that we are ignorant, and you know, just like the Bible says, our people die from lack of knowledge. And if you don't know what your rights are, then you're only falling into their matrix of control. And so everybody out there needs to learn what your rights are, and then when faced with that intimidation, you need to stand firm. It doesn't mean that you're not going to get arrested. Absolutely not. You might end up in a jail just like me, but then you'll be given your day in court to expose what's going on. And I will tell you that the federal government is deathly afraid of me, which is why they are desperately trying to get a protective order to even prevent me from seeing the evidence against me without supervision, because they know that I understand my Sixth Amendment right to a public trial, and that public trial I'm going to use to expose every single lie that they've been telling the people, not just about January 6th, but there are many, many more lies that I happen to know about. And I will be more than happy to spend the rest of my life in jail in order to expose those to the American people. So now is the time. Know your rights and stand up for them. Because if you don't stand up for them now, trust me, it's a lot harder to fight from behind bars than it is when you're out there free.
Well, I will tell you something. Your service to this country did not end after your 20 years in the United States Army. You are serving your country right now in ways that are possibly even more powerful than your deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. Two wars, by the way, that leaders, so-called leaders, I don't even want to call them that, establishment globalist fossils in our government had no desire to win those wars. They had no stake in the game. They weren't going there to fight in those wars. They didn't have any kids that they were willing to send to die in those wars. And they wanted to keep them as endless wars, military interventions to enrich themselves, to empower themselves. So you are doing right now a service to your country that's even greater than that. And I want you to know about the support that you have from here on the outside. I got about a minute left, and I want to ask you something. Is this retaliation, Jeremy? Is this the FBI and the Biden regime retaliating against you because you refused the offer to be a federal informant for that corrupt agency?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the exact same agents that recruited me to be a confidential informant are the exact same Joint Terrorism Task Force agents that arrested me on September 30th. Now, if you think it's a Joint Terrorism Task Force to be servicing misdemeanor trespassing arrest warrants from D.C. all the way down in Tampa, Florida, when obviously you have a demented sense of what our government should be using its limited resources on. And so that should tell you every single thing that you need to know. And it is absolutely no coincidence that a search warrant for a misdemeanor trespass 9 months prior, almost 1,000 miles away, yielded things that they could then claim are felonies and then claim to the American people that I'm a danger to my community. I have no history of violence except for the violence that was executed on the orders of this very government.
Jeremy Brown, thank you so much. God bless you. We are praying for you. I'm so happy to hear that you're a believer and that you're in the Word and that you're relying on Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that we can really count on is that relationship and those promises. I know that this is may not be appropriate, but I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And you know the real true meaning of Christmas. And so God bless you and Merry Christmas, Jeremy Brown. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, Mr. Peters, you and the other Patriot journalists out there keep doing what you're doing because it's working.
Amen. Will do. I promise. You have my word. More of the Stu Peters Show in just 60 seconds.
Get the most of Red Voice Media by going premium. Exclusive behind-the-scenes content. One-on-one extended hard-hitting interviews with Stu Peters. And deep dive investigative reports. All always 100% ad-free when you become a premium member. Always 100% America first. True conservative values. Action-based reporting with courage. 100% ad-free content, including the headlines mainstream media won't touch. Uncensored. Unafraid. Unstoppable. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium.
One of the most important rights that we need to hold on to is our Second Amendment. 2A is designed to allow you to keep and bear arms to protect yourself against a tyrannical government. If you don't have a gun, get a gun. If you have guns, get more guns. Maybe you have a handgun, you need a shotgun. Maybe you have a shotgun, you want a rifle. No matter what you need, get it at GunsAmerica.com. Local people selling guns right in your area, and GunsAmerica.com will not charge you for any transactions within 50 miles. You will be amazed because of the 1.2 million really smart people who belong to GunsAmerica.com. You won't believe all of the people right in your neck of the woods selling guns, handguns, shotguns, rifles. You won't believe all of the experts doing in-the-field reviews and breakdowns of different firearms. You won't believe Hunt 365, 365 days a year. There is a place for you to be hunting if you're an enthusiast. You won't believe how valuable the resources are, the information, the wealth of information that is GunsAmerica.com. Celebrating 25 years in business, the most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns, and a brand new sponsor. We couldn't be more excited to have them. GunsAmerica.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go and find your next firearm at GunsAmerica.com. Jerry Bledsoe is a registered nurse with the VA. He's currently on leave and may lose his job of more than 20 years thanks to Joe Biden's administration of vaccine mandates and tyrannical COVID response. Now, we want to read several excerpts from Jerry's letter explaining his decision to not comply with those mandates. Quote, "As an employee of the Fayetteville VA, I have placed the safety and well-being of my coworkers and my patients oftentimes ahead of my own. In times of active shooters or mental health crises, I never questioned doing the right thing to protect those around me. And at this time, I feel that my actions are needed to ensure that we do the right thing for our families, our patients, and our peers. I believe that by complying with these COVID-19 guidelines set forth by the Veterans Administration, I would be participating in terrorism. The guidelines set forth create an environment of fear or terror through faulty PCR testing, withholding of or limiting prophylactic or early treatment, the use of harmful medications for inpatient treatment, and vaccine mandates to compel or coerce the population into taking an experimental vaccination. This is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, and I believe it to be terrorism. I believe that by participating in the COVID-19 protocols, I will be intentionally doing harm to those individuals who will be placed in my care. And it'll prevent me from practicing a primary duty of advocating for my patients. I will not attack the experimental vaccinations, as many believe in the vaccinations and want to be provided with the opportunity to take them. But when have we ever mass vaccinated the entire population of the earth with an experimental vaccine? Many may believe that this would never happen, but that's exactly what's taking place right now. The President of the United States stated, and I'm paraphrasing, that the new normal is for everyone to be vaccinated. I do not believe our staff willingly participates in what I believe to be a campaign of fear to influence our patients. I come from an infantry background with experience in combat. I've been in situations where my soldiers and I were ambushed and taking constant fire from all directions. When first ambushed, it's chaos. Soldiers fight with what weapons they have and with reaction based on training and instinct. I believe that this is what happened to our medical community with COVID-19. However, just as in an ambush situation, we must gather ourselves, evaluate our situation, and determine the best way to defeat the enemy. It's at times like this that we need leadership, not blind administrators of policy. Unquote. Jerry goes on to say a lot more things. Things that you've been able to hear on this show. He dares to point out the obvious, that so much of what we experience today in the name of fighting COVID is really about creating a siege mentality. A sense of permanent panic in order to push people to get the shot or do things that under normal circumstances they would never consider doing, and to punish those who don't comply or don't want to play along. He points out that the PCR test can be unreliable and deliver false positives, something we have discussed on this program. They can pick up other viruses, and because they're run at a cycle count that picks up even minuscule amounts of virus, they are unreliable. They're failed. He points out that COVID-19's lethality is dramatically inflated by being included on the death certificates of anyone who died with it, even if they died of something far more serious. He points out that the vaccines have done nothing to stop the spread, when that was the biggest justification for requiring them in the first place. It's an excellent letter. Jerry never gives in to hysterics. He never shares outlandish theories about the virus or possible treatments of it. His letter is grounded and it's careful and it's evidence-based. And it's also very brave. Jerry knows what he's doing here. He knows that he's giving up a long career for the sake of principle. And that more than likely he'll be vilified by at least half the country for doing so. But he won't be vilified by us. He won't be vilified on this show. After reading that letter, we knew that we wanted to speak with him on this program. Jerry Bledsoe joins us now. Jerry, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity and expressing some of our views of that letter. It's just, like you said, I just felt like it was something that I had to do, no matter what the consequences. So I didn't want to be, I didn't want to come on anonymously. I don't think that anything that I stated is wrong. Nothing I stated was, just like you said, outlandish or anything. I tried to cite things from the actual CDC website. You know, I tried to show exactly what they said and what I believe to be what's going on.
You did what this platform does every day. Your letter aligns with the mission of the Stu Peters Show, which is to educate people. And even when you are sharing facts and data supplied by the FDA or the CDC, when you dig up Freedom of Information Act requests, things that our government is trying to hide from us, it infuriates you. It makes you really frustrated. And as a person, I mean, I can't be up here being a robot every day. And as a person, knowing what's happening to my brothers and sisters in Christ, to humanity all across the globe, as the worst factions of government all over the world seem to be in lockstep to make sure that every living, breathing, and crawling organism gets these injections, it's really frustrating knowing that there's ivermectin, a proven treatment available for people, early treatment protocols that can help people. You're a nurse and you know this. Your frustration level, seeing it firsthand, has to be just exponential.
It is. And, you know, not only, this is what I believe, not only are we creating a fear of terror for our patients, and by using these masks, everybody that walks into the emergency room, and that's where I work, has to have a mask on. Everybody they walk in, there's a constant fear of this COVID-19 all around us, everywhere, you know, constantly. But there is also a constant fear of the doctors and nurses. Every doctor and nurse, I'm not going to say every, but most of the doctors and nurses I work with, either even if they believe that the vaccine might have some kind of improvement for them, they do not believe in this mandate and believe in everybody getting it. And when you have a when you are vaccinated, you're treated no differently than you are as an unvaccinated patient. When you come into the emergency room, you're still tested for COVID-19. You're still isolated. There's no difference in the treatment plan of a vaccinated person and an unvaccinated person. But these doctors and nurses, they're not allowed. They're in a state of fear also. They're all afraid of losing their jobs over trying to provide what may help these patients. If we're scared of the hospital being overwhelmed, or we're scared of overwhelming deaths, would we not use every tool available to avoid that? And we're not being allowed to use every tool available to avoid that.
Why do you think that is? I mean, what's your opinion of what's really going on here?
I don't think that, well, I know the medical profession right now does not work for the people. It does not work for the people. The money comes from the government. And that is, if people are going to be employed, they have to do what is set down to them from above. And it's sad to say, but that's the truth.
The virus is a paralyzing fear campaign, is what it is. The big virus here, the final variant is propaganda. The final variant is communism. You're a combat veteran. You described ambush situations that you've been in. You've put your life before the lives of others in active shooters and other situations at the VA in Fayetteville. The virus isn't really what's feared here, as you explain. People are afraid of losing what they have worked their whole lives for. And in your case, what you have risked your life for on multiple occasions, and that's the freedom and the individual liberty to make decisions after your own health. Can you imagine being in times in the United States where we're actually having a debate as to whether or not you have the choice to inject yourself with something? Anything?
I cannot. No. And I have 6 children. And I will not sit back and let them. The fight has to be with us, not our children. If we don't stand up for these freedoms, our children are going to have to live under this. And I can't sit back, and I'll lose my job. I will. And it'll be worth it if my children do not have to live under this. So I get emotional because I do, but I do have children, and I do believe in freedom. And I do believe in this country. I think this country has given me more than I deserve. But I want to say that not only did I did outline some stuff in my letter, but I did give them options that we should just be doing, that we do with every medication, that we do with every treatment plan, just outlining things that we could do, you know, stop the fear through quitting the asymptomatic testing, take the masks off, and just give factual information. You know, provide information on these early treatment medications. Provide current information on the vaccinations. If the people want to take the vaccinations, I believe they should have the right to. But I also believe they should have the right to the data coming from VAERS with the side effects and the deaths. They should have access to that information. And I do not believe that that they are getting that information. And I think that they are being told that these vaccinations are, what's the line, safe and effective. That's just the line to give when you're giving out these vaccinations. And I think that, you know, we should reevaluate how our COVID deaths are calculated. Right now, our COVID, if you have an ICD code, which is just a code applied to your chart that a doctor puts on that says that you have COVID-19, no matter where it is on your chart, it's counted as a COVID death. We asymptomatically test every patient that is admitted to the hospital. Someone could be admitted to the hospital with anything, cancer, and they're dying. We're going to test them before they go up to the room. If they have COVID-19, from what I understand with the CDC, that will be counted as a COVID-19 death.
You work in the emergency department. If a person comes in because they've been T-boned in their vehicle and in a horrific accident, correct, and you test them for COVID and they're positive, they die from their injuries in the accident, they're not going to say that they died from injuries in an accident. They're going to say that they succumbed to COVID-19. That was the cause of death.
That's what the CDC website says. If that ICD code is on the chart, it will be counted as a COVID-19 death.
And that's about money. Because the providers are getting all kinds of money from the federal government to admit, to diagnose, and to treat COVID-19 patients based on the NIH protocol that is dictated by AI and sent to Epic machines all over this country that forces care providers to use a dangerous, experimental, and extremely expensive Tony Fauci drug called Remdesivir and ventilators. They get paid an exponential amount of money to do that, while all the while keeping these patients away from their advocates, keeping them away from their family and their loved ones and their friends and their relatives that want to come and visit them. They seclude them and they kill them. And they do it for money. It is murder for money. And you were right to point out the Nuremberg codes with these experimental shots that are being distributed across our country in Germany and Austria. They are kicking doors down right now. Germany today is no different than it was in 1939. And that's not a hyperbolic statement. That's facts.
I agree.
And I understand why you get emotional.
Yes. And you just look. Look at Australia. Look at Austria. Look at all these other countries. This is happening. I mean, we think that we think we read history and we think we are so smart and then we are so intelligent that we cannot let this happen again. But if you just step back and look, it's happening again.
Well, I think your commitment to your kids, and I think your commitment to your fellow veterans, to your patients, to your coworkers, and your commitment to the truth, and your commitment to your profession. You got into this job because you want to help people. You want to save lives. This is a calling. It's not just some job where you go punch a clock. And I think that those commitments that you're making now could be even more commendable and important than the commitment that you made when you put your hand on the Bible and swore an oath to defend and protect this Constitution in some foreign country somewhere, in some military intervention that some bureaucratic politician sent you to die for no reason. I think your commitment right now is coming at one of the most pivotal times in our world's history. And I believe that you do make a difference because you right now on this platform could be inspiring the courage, pushing somebody to the point of making the decision to do exactly what it is that you're doing. And that's contagious and that's going to spread.
Well, I hope so, because I do believe that we are going to win. And I believe one of the solutions is a very simple solution. It's a very simple solution. They cannot, as a medical community, if we could come together and just say we're not going to comply with this. We're not going to comply with the masks. We're not going to comply with the testing. We want all the medications available to the patients to be allowed. We want all the patients allowed. We want the doctors to be able to prescribe the medications as the patient wishes. And that is not, they've done that for years.
It's not a tall ask, and every patient has the right to try.
Exactly.
And there is so many instances, countless instances of doctors prescribing medications off label. It's happened
absolutely
every single day.
Every
single
day.
Be happening here.
Jerry but Bledsoe, as a medical community, if we could do that, they cannot fire everybody.
That's right. And they can't cannot imprison fire everybody, who refuses to take these experimental shots. I've got about 30 seconds left here. I got to get running. So I just want to give you the final words.
So that's what I want to say is I did not, as a medical community, if we come together and we demand that we are going to stop these mandates or we're not going to work. And they can fire us if they want to fire us. But if we can come together, they will not be able to fire everybody. And it'll change.
You're living up to your oath to do no harm and to put the patient first. I commend you. God bless you. And I hope that your call reaches the ears of millions of healthcare professionals and that they realize this is not about a virus. This is not about an injection. This is not about health and safety. This is about tyrannical control and compliance being forced by globalists in lockstep across the country and across the planet. Jerry Bledsoe, God bless you. Thank you so much for your courage and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Stu.
Jerry Bledsoe is a true American patriot and hero. What bravery. Somebody else that is bravely and heroically traveling across this country is Christopher Key and the vaccine police, tirelessly, relentlessly, fervently getting before these petty tyrants on school boards, getting before tyrannical lawmakers, giving speeches on Capitol steps, putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, waking people up to the dangers and deadly effects of these bioweapon shots being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines. We know that that is just inherently false. He's attracting the attention of local media, getting the word out, media campaigns all over the place, confronting hospital administrators like where Jerry Bledsoe works, confronting big pharma executives, pharmacists serving Nuremberg notifications all over the place. I am proud to support the vaccine police. He needs funding for this travel and for these billboards, and I hope that you will join me in supporting him. Go to vaccine-police.com and support this man, support these efforts. Vaccine-police.com. It's Wednesday, one of my favorite days of the week, one of your favorite days of the week. It is a viewer favorite here on the Stu Peters Show. It's a segment called Ask Dr. Jane. We have access to Dr. Jane. You have access to Dr. Jane Ruby, a pharmaceutical expert. All you have to do is go into her Telegram channel at Dr. Jane Ruby. That's at Dr. Jane Ruby. Or in her Proton Mail, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. It's a segment that's brought to you by the great patriot called Mike Lindell over at MyPillow, which, by the way, no promo code gets you more discounts then promo code STU. Dr. Jane is here. By the way, did you know that you can still get MyPillow products in time for Christmas? That's right. The slippers, wow. The dog beds, the actual big beds, the mattress toppers, the Giza Dream sheets, the flannel sheets, the downer comforters. I mean, all of it. Huge discounts using promo code STU. All right. So let's get going here with Ask Dr. Jane. Your Telegram has been flooded with questions, and there's some really good ones. The first one here coming from Donna. How can they know for sure what is Omicron as opposed to Delta or any other variant? It seems like they're just making this up as they go along.
Donna, you've hit the nail on the head. I've been saying for weeks now that there is no diagnostic test that has been validated for either validity and or reliability to diagnose, first of all, to diagnose SARS-CoV-2 virus, which, as everyone should know by now, has never been isolated in its pure whole form from an ill individual. And so therefore, if they have never identified this virus, there's absolutely no way that you could create any kind of diagnostic that would be reliable to definitively determine that you have a particular variant. Variants are actually speculations, to be honest with you, in the seasonal flu shots from year to year. And I just think it's important for people to know that. This is a total and complete scam. And if someone tries to tell you that they determine it by sequencing, remember that sequencing is a fancy word for looking at a replica or a model of what they think is a portion of a SARS-CoV-2. It's ridiculous, Stu.
Are you saying that there's a possibility that there's some lying or like a hoax going on with coronavirus, with SARS-CoV-2, and with COVID-19?
Just a little.
Just a little. Unbelievable. I can't believe that our government would do that to us.
I know.
It's just shocking, shocking. Tim says, hello, Dr. Jane. Any news about the new COVID test after this year? How does it work? And is it going to give more false positives? And then the Stu Peters edition would be, who's going to make trillions of dollars off of this deal?
You better believe it. And yes, there are going to be new tests. The CDC in July did a recall, sent out a notice to all certified labs in the United States that the current singular RT-PCR test was going to be shelved because they had to admit that it not only did it not diagnose SARS-CoV-2, but it could not distinguish even across different seasonal flus. What's going to replace it, unfortunately, is a bigger scam than that. And that is a bona fide list that the FDA has put on their website. You can all look this up. And all about 15 to 20 of these supposed new tests are going to be looking in four different areas, Stu. It's going to be looking at molecular composition, antigen, serology, which is really looking at blood components, and in vitro diagnostics, meaning outside of the human body. So these are not really, these are all four of these approaches comprise about 15 new tests that have not been approved by the FDA. Why do I say that? Because they are all under emergency use authorization. And everyone should be expert now at understanding that when you're under an EUA, any test of any kind means that the studies have not been completed. The company that developed the test has not demonstrated the validity that it does diagnose something or the reliability that it does it consistently over time. So we are in for a lot more confusion. And I'm really worried about the general public, Stu, because they're people are going to be comparing notes. They don't understand. There's going to be pooling used where they take one replica from one patient. And if you're in that pool, whether you're healthy or not, you are going to get lumped in and they're going to say, hey, you're one of 10 new cases. Very tricky stuff, very dangerous, very phony.
And yes, everybody is becoming an expert because of your expertise and your willingness to come here every week and teach people. So we thank you for your wealth of knowledge. Jen A says, has the flu shot, by the way, you know who Carrie Mullis is? The inventor of the PCR test, who's dead, weird. He came out and said, my test that I invented is failed. Just like Dr. Robert Malone came out and said, my mRNA technology that I invented is killing people. And I hope that he's in the lab, by the way, working on an antidote or a reversal for this thing, rather than doing podcast appearances and appearing all over the Fox News channel.
Making money.
Jen A says, has the flu shot been examined like the bioweapon has? Do you think it will be if it hasn't?
Well, I think you can all do some research on this right now. These companies are in a race right now, Stu, to develop flu shots, seasonal flu shots with with mRNA technology. First, I have to tell you that basic seasonal flu shots have never been more than 30 to 40% effective. Why? Because they're based on predictions of what strains might appear. This is outrageous. People putting themselves in harm's way for the speculation, but the money isn't speculated. These shots make billions a year. And yes, these companies already have studies ongoing. Pfizer, Moderna, and Sanofi right now have clinical trials with human beings. They started in July. You can look them up on clinicaltrials.gov. And what they're doing is they're testing seasonal flu shots. My fear, Stu, you know, the past is prologue, is that the FDA is going to authorize these and probably already has. I have to do some more digging, but they've probably already authorized them for use as seasonal flu shots. When you go in and thinking you're going to get your seasonal flu shot, if you're crazy enough to do that, you need to start asking, what am I getting? I want to see exactly the vial. I want to take a picture of it. I want the lot number and I want to know what's in it before I take it.
And why do you want to do that? I want a picture of it so I can hold somebody accountable. Although your Congress gave these people blanket immunity. So there will be no accountability at all whatsoever. And by the way, the government has not reimbursed anybody who has been permanently disabled, experienced a sudden, unexpected, unwanted abortion, has lost leg and limb, or has lost their life or their family members to these bioweapon dangerous and deadly shots. Beth Provost writes, Joe Biden said that someone who has natural immunity, is this Dr. Joe Biden saying this now? Joe Biden says that someone that has natural immunity to COVID will not have any immunity to moronic or scam or hoax. I can't pronounce this. Omicron. I survived Delta 6 weeks ago. Do I need to be worried about Omicronic moronic?
Well, first of all, the CCP-installed demented sock puppet in the White House has no medical information at all. He's taking his lead from
Valerie Jarrett. Barack Obama.
Three people that I know of. First and foremost, Fauci still has his nose in the White House. And of course, that's a lie every day. Okay. But the other two that are leading the COVID task force are Jeff Zients and that other Pfizer shill, the purveyor of fear porn, Rachel Walensky. And you've all seen her on TV. Look, they stopped tracking breakthrough cases because they didn't want to have to admit that the vaccinated, as they call it, or the jabbed are the ones that are getting sick. They'd have to admit to antibody-dependent enhancement if they continue to count breakthrough cases. So they stopped doing that. And they'd also have to admit that this is really a case of, it's really a pandemic of diminished immunity among the jab. And so number one, I wouldn't take anything that comes out of the White House as truth or reliable. And secondly, they have no idea what, you know, it's probably just some floating mild flu virus going around. They've attached themselves to it. They've labeled it Omicron, and you can see what they're doing. They're actually scaling up. You know, it's in Florida now. Oh, now 80 cases in the United States. Oh, somebody died somewhere in the mountains. Guys, there is no way to distinguish, differentiate, or diagnose any variant, okay, much less this one.
Are you questioning the White House's COVID-19 response? Because we're going to have to check for Dr. Jane Ruby's name on this DHS terror watch list now.
Bring it.
She's definitely going to be on the watch list. Terrorist bring here, it. Domestic terrorist. Eric Pittarelli has the final question in today's segment of Ask Dr. Jane, brought to you by MyPillow. Don't forget to use promo code STU. Why is it that every single member of Congress has received Dr. David Martin's proposed lawsuit against Fauci, against Barrick, against the CDC, the NIH, etc., and yet, so far, not one single congressman has taken up the fight?
Yeah, the reason this question is important is because everyone needs to ask themselves this question. You should be barraging Congress, every single office, every single representative, every single senator, to push them, because I think they're aware of all of this. And the reason they're not doing it is because they are bought and paid for. Unfortunately, that includes everyone in Congress, because otherwise this is an atrocity. There are hundreds of thousands of injuries, probably millions of injuries, at least a million or two deaths, if you really do the math on the VAERS situation. And I want to say that I am incredibly disappointed at the latest commentary by President Trump on his little whirlwind circus with Bill O'Reilly, okay? Because just a couple of months ago, President Trump said that he thought the booster, the whole booster program
was a money-making scheme.
It was a grifting fest. Yeah. And yet he admitted that he got it. This is ridiculous. I'm just not comfortable anymore. And I don't understand. He's a guy who understands social media. He knows what's happening.
So many questions. And again, the Stu Peters Show has reached out for a second time.
Many times.
To President Trump with an official invite. We've also talked to his inner circle, people that we know that have his ear, people that we know spend a lot of time with him. He knows that he's invited on this program. We have so many questions. If he comes, we will have the opportunity to ask him those questions directly. Speaking of questions, thanks for your questions to Dr. Jane Ruby. Get into her Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby, at Dr. Jane Ruby. Ask any questions that you want answered. We do this every single Wednesday. Ask Dr. Jane. Thanks to Mike Lindell. Thanks to MyPillow. Remember to use promo code STU. Dr. Jane, I won't see you before Christmas. So have a Merry Christmas. God bless you. And we will see you in the new year as we launch the brand new show, Live with Dr. Jane, which everybody's going to have to look forward to.
And I want to thank you for all your great support and all the opportunities to work with you this year. It's been incredible. I didn't even see it coming, and it's been a godsend. So thank you and bless you and your family. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Retailers and shopping channels have canceled myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. To thank you all this Christmas, we want to pass the savings directly on to you. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, mattresses, towels, and so much more. These are the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. This Christmas, I want to offer a message of faith and hope. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. For a limited time, you can get my book and your choice of one of these seven amazing MyPillows. This bundle is regularly $59.95, now just $9.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. Thank you and God bless.
Well, the powers that be are in an absolute frenzy to impose the vaccination on every living and breathing organism, and that means that they're desperate to close off access to other treatments like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Stella Emanuel is a surprise guest here with us today to explain how you can get more supplies of those drugs going into the new year. She's also going to tell us about an upcoming event that she'll be speaking at the Bethel Ranch Revival, where she joins us from now. Dr. Stella, Merry Christmas, and thank you for being here.
Merry Christmas to you. I'm really happy to be here today. I just want to let everybody know in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick. Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet. If you go to drstellamd.com, you can get that. You can get our vitamins. You can get everything that you need. In fact, like I said, if you use promo code STEEL, you can get 5% off. So we want to do that for your audiences.
Well,
so
thank you. I'm at
Bethel Ranch right now. We have a prayer program coming up. Reason is, in all the fighting that we're fighting, this is a spiritual battle. So we're having a program called Pray Your Way into 2022. From the 27th of December, we're going to pray all the way to on the first, we're going to have an overnight prayer. So we want people to come. We have accommodation here on this ranch. It's 86 acres. Probably you can take about maybe 60 people or so, and it's free for everybody. But we want people to come and pray. We need to seek God. We need to cry out and repent, like in 2 Chronicles 7:14, so that we can get a little respite for ourselves and just go into this new year with something different, and hopefully God can answer our prayers. I mean, we just came back from Reawaken America in Dallas, and you know all the stupid controversy that's going on. I was there. I'm a doctor. I was a speaker. I was in the back with Clay and Vanessa and her children. There was no anthrax release. There was nothing crazy happening. We didn't even get a surge. You know, we get surges from different conferences. Reawaken America is not one of them, because the people there are informed about hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, and they all know what they need to do. So we need to stop shooting friendly fire and fight against the powers that we need to fight against, which is the devil, the leftists, the globalists, and stop fighting with one another.
So you were there. You were in Dallas at the Clay Clark event.
Yes, I'm a speaker there. I was there in the green room all the time. When Sean Floyd was worshiping, they released fake smoke, which they do in most churches, which is crazy, but they did. And everybody's like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's not, they do it in most churches. They do it at concerts. I was there. And when we left from there, still people know how to call me. People reach me all the time. We didn't have a search in even COVID or anything. Do they know what anthrax is? If they knew what anthrax is, they would make those kind of stupid statements. That's foolish. Now one person can get sick from a conference and it's anthrax. And then everybody else, they did not get anthrax. That's just the devil trying to destroy something that God is using. And we need to pray. We need to pray. That's just it. Because right now, stop shooting friendly fire and let's fight the real enemy.
Amen.
Come to Bethel Ranch. Go on our website. You will see the details. Come here and join us to pray.
The Bethel Ranch Revival Center. Get to drstellamd.com. For your early treatment, real treatment. Nobody should be getting sick. Nobody should be dying. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine available. You don't have to wait weeks to get it. You're just a true blessing to the world. I just want you to know, you know, at this time of the year specifically, as we give thanks and as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and our relationship with him, we also celebrate the relationships that we have made over the last year, that relationship that we have developed with you. We just want you to know that we really appreciate that. We pray for you often, And we thank you so much for being a brave warrior for the truth and your love of humanity and your love for Jesus Christ. It's resounding and it's refreshing and it's awesome to have you here. So Dr.
So
Stella Emanuel.
Pray for you too, Stu, and you guys keep fighting.
Thank you.
Just remember, America, we are not each other's enemy. The enemy is the globalist. The enemy is the devil.
That's right.
Humanity needs to stand up together.
Dr. Stella Emanuel, go to drstellamd.com. Merry Christmas. God bless you, and thank you for being here.
God bless you, too.
Dr. Stella, what a great surprise that was that she could stop by. She's just an awesome spirit. Remember, the Stu Peters Show is powered by Cortez Wealth Management. Don't do business with communists. Put your financial future in the hands of a God-fearing, Jesus-loving, believing family man and a patriot to this country. Visit CortezWM.com. Book an appointment with Carlos Cortez to figure out what you're going to do in 2022 with all of your money. Until tomorrow, at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, but if you're dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!